On planet Earth today, right at this moment, there are around 2.5 billion people who would call themselves Christians. But the vast majority of those are not living in the spiritual victory that Jesus came to give them. I wonder if you know anyone like that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we kick off a brand new series of messages called Your Road to Spiritual Victory. Spiritual victory is something of an odd concept. We live life, we go through all the stuff we go through. We know somehow that there's a spiritual dimension to it all. But for most of us, particularly Westerners like me, the spiritual dimension of life can feel somewhat distant, irrelevant even, in the cut and thrust of daily life. Yet nothing could be further from the truth. The battles we fight often appear to be battles against circumstances, adversity, other people, especially other people. Our daily battles appear confined to the here and now, when all along there's a spiritual battle raging for your soul in the heavenly places. This is what the Apostle Paul writes, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 13. Finally, he says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle isn't against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on that day of evil, and having done everything, to stand firm." So today we're kicking off a brand new series of messages called Your Road to Spiritual Victory, because Jesus didn't come and die for you and rise again so that you could spend the rest of your life being defeated by your circumstances or by people or by Satan or by your sin. God's plan for your life is victory, spiritual victory. 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. "For whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" And that's why today and over the next couple of weeks, we're going to focus on spiritual victory, your spiritual victory to be precise. Often when I start talking about this to people, I get a response that goes something like this: "Yeah, I hear you, but I'm not good enough. I'm such a weak person. I don't think I will ever experience the victory that you're talking about." This is way more common than you may think. Perhaps you've been thinking along similar lines as we've been chatting about this whole spiritual victory thing today. Well, my job is to open God's word with you and show you that that's a whole bunch of baloney. Let's go back to Paul's words about the spiritual battle and putting on the whole armor of God. The whole purpose of that, he says, is, quote, "so that we may be able to withstand on that evil day and having done everything to stand firm." In other words, to win the battle. "But I'm not good enough," I hear you say. No, you're not good enough. That's the truth. And nor am I, for that matter. We're all in the same boat. None of us is good enough or strong enough or pure enough or holy enough or smart enough to win the spiritual battle. That's the whole point. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. And the starting point for the transaction of spiritual victory can be summed up in one word: grace. And that's something that your God and mine has available in bucket loads for you and me. Again, listen to how the Apostle Paul puts it, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. "But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, has made us alive together in Christ." There are times in our lives when we know that we've blown it. I mean, completely blown it. There is nothing worse than waking up the morning after the night before and remembering that you hurt someone who you loved and damaged a relationship that was so terribly important to you. "How could I have been so stupid? How could I have said that? How could I have done that?" I know, you've been there, right? So have I. I remember one time when I was in that place when the person whom I'd hurt reached out to me and without berating me, without showing anger, without judging me, simply forgave me and opened the door to healing our relationship. I'll never forget it. That person was Jesus. What he did is called mercy. And here's the thing: mercy is only mercy when it's undeserved. If we deserved it, it wouldn't be mercy, would it? The Bible tells us that God is rich in mercy. Ain't that the truth? For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of your own doing. It's a gift from God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. See, mercy and grace are two sides of the one coin. Mercy is when God takes away the punishment that we so richly deserve for rebelling against him. And grace is when he gives us instead untold blessings that we simply don't deserve. You and I have rebelled against God, and the wages of sin, we're told in the Bible, is death. And yet because he loves you so much, he heaps the death that you deserve on the shoulders of Jesus on that cross. Jesus suffered and died on your behalf. That's mercy. And then, instead of the death that we so richly deserve, he gives us a rich, abundant life here and now, a life that we'll spend with him for the rest of eternity. That's grace. Some days we look in the mirror and we see just what we've done wrong. We see how unworthy we really are. We realize that there's simply no hope. And that's the whole point. That's why he sent Jesus for you. He loves you so much. Mercy and grace through Jesus Christ. And so no matter how low the base that you're coming off is in this spiritual game that we call life, God's mercy will trump everything. In fact, so much so that he'll wipe away all of your past misdeeds, also known as sin. He'll make your past completely irrelevant to you, to your life, and to your relationship with him. That's how rich God is in his mercy and grace. Psalm 103, verses 11 to 14. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. For he knows how we're made. He remembers that we're just dust. As far as the east is from the west. I recently had to fly from Sydney in Australia, which is on the eastern seaboard, up to Singapore. And it takes about 7.5 odd hours to make that flight. 4.5 of those hours, over half of the trip, is involved just in flying from east to west to get out of Australia. So as I make that flight and I look down on the red, dusty land below me, I think, you know what? The distance between east and west is enormous. So far has God removed our transgressions from us, as far as the east is from the west. Your slate is wiped completely clean and your past becomes completely irrelevant. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away, and see, everything has become new. Your past is gone. It's irrelevant. You want spiritual victory in your life? Then you need to know the truth so that the truth can set you free. And the truth is this, it's what I've just shared with you from God's word today. The truth is that you are forgiven completely and utterly. The truth is that as far as the east is from the west, so far have your transgressions been removed from you. That's the truth. And that's the starting point of spiritual victory in your life. The truth. God loves us beyond words, but he wants to be part of our lives, pouring that love and his power out on us so that we can become all that he made us to be. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet, The Grace Transformation, because God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll have a powerful impact in your life through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.